I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD, and I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong, and I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number two. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, it's always a pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program. And you can catch him here on TECN-TV, by the way. We got him connected with the network, and you can watch him right here. He's got a brand new co-host, and we'll talk about that. We'll let him share that information with you. But he's on 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Let the truth be told. The host with the most, Mr. David Lowry. Hey, Pastor.
Good morning, Vietnam! Good morning, Pastor Greg and Chosen Generation Radio. I love you guys. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to have a God in Jesus Christ. So let us get it in. We're having a great conversation. Let's do this. Pastor Greg.
Yes, sir.
To the American people and patriots across this country, I have to appeal to your common sense right now. Mm. You know, we were talking about this on the show last night. I don't know how a person cannot see the condition of our country right now under the leadership of the liberals. The Biden administration is probably one of the most corruptest administration there's ever been in this country, in the history of this country. Our schools are overrun. Our children are being taught that they're pronouns. They're transing our kids without parents' permission. They're lying to the parents. They're teaching. This country is going to hell in a handbasket if patriots and the American people don't stop right now and we put God first back into this country, and that is going to create the unity that we need to get these people out of this office and get back to basics where God told us marriage between a man and a woman and restore the family structure to the American people. We need to do it, and we got to do it on November the 8th. Show up. And we got to get them out of office so we can save this country. I'm ready, Pastor Greg. I had to say that.
No, you're good. You're good. Well, and you know, and the other thing we got to do is we got to stop the division. You know, they said they started this whole divisive thing really heavily in the late 50s and the early 60s. It is a Marxist plan to divide us and to tell us that we don't like each other, that we're targeting one another. All these messages that are there. And BLM took advantage of that. They attempted to really take advantage of that. And you've spoken out quite boldly about the whole George Floyd situation. And hang on, I know you're like going, man, I'm gonna, but hang on just a minute. Let me get this in. Candace Owens has done a new documentary looking into the George Floyd lies, okay, and actually interviewing there's a man and a woman that were roommates of Floyd's for 4 years. And you know what? They were never interviewed by major media. They were never spoken to. Floyd's stuff was left in the house. His family that cared so much about him never came and got his belongings. Never really? Even reached out to these people. Left his car in their driveway. Okay?
That was because of the fact that, listen, to the American people and patriots across this country, what you see with George Floyd was a dope dealer. And Black Lives Matter used his name and they propped him up as this sanctimonial person who never done anything productive in the society but be a parasite. Let's be for real with that, all right? So these people who actually knew his character knew the situation. So mainstream media, we was in the middle of COVID, they was getting the COVID money. Then Black Lives Matter came in. They saw ways to make money off of it. You know, they got trillions of dollars. I mean, so we're talking about Black Lives Matter made George Floyd equal to a Dr. Martin Luther King or a Malcolm X.
That's what they tried to do. That's what they tried to do. Well, let me give you another fact that they tried to do. And I had this gentleman on. His name is Zach Kriegman. Zach Kriegman was a data analyst for Reuters. He was the head of that department. And he was running the numbers. And here's what he said. He said the data was unequivocal. It showed that, if anything, police were slightly less likely to use lethal force against black suspects than white ones. That was the data. That's what it showed. He sent an internal memo to Reuters saying, hey, here's the information. Here's what it shows. I think we're doing a disservice to our readers by putting out false information. And they fired him, David.
Well, quite naturally, you know, COVID probably was the biggest scam that ever ran on the American people. And so the real deal is this. Anybody who spoke out, like you got banned off some social media sites. I've been banned off some social media sites. Anybody who didn't go along with the program, I know doctors, man, who almost had their license taken because they didn't want to use COVID to make money and put people on respirators and all of that. But I'm saying this to say this. When there's an underlying motive like what Black Lives Matter, it was two things that they wanted to do. First, they wanted to throw the rock and hide their hand because they didn't actually want parents to know what was going on in the school system because they had already started indoctrinating the children to become homosexuals and pedophiles. So they had to get that parents not to think about that, because during that time is when the laws started getting passed that they could be allowed and forced the schools to take their curriculums while people were studying fighting COVID, trying to figure out who was this, who was vaccinated, who was unvaccinated. And that's where a lot of this stuff came from. But Black Lives Matter did that to help push the homosexual lifestyle.
Absolutely.
But they then, this is why I really get upset with black people. We have to stop getting emotional, and we have to start doing research. And we have to look at people who say they want to help us and find out, do they really want to do that?
Yeah.
See, Black Lives Matter has made over $1 billion. Black people was walking around with their T-shirts, their hats. Black people wanted to get into a fight with you if you said Black Lives Matter ain't no good. I mean, the whole psychological game warfare.
$900 million is what Candace showed on their tax return. And then she goes through where they sent their money. And when you find out how many drag queen operations they sent money to, how much money they put into the LGBTQ, all their extra bucks, they threw a boatload of those bucks into the LGBTQ movement. Yes. Under the guise of, you know, oh, we're, you know, we're protecting, we're this. No, it was agenda.
Man, what did they protect? Okay. This is the problem I have with that. Barack Obama was part of Black Lives Matter. Hillary Clinton, they like little kids. They wanted all this new world order. They don't want God in the country no more, because what God does is make them have a conscience. See, they were at the push to make the Bible a book of fables. So those who don't have a relationship with God would take that advice and never read the book. Mm-hmm. See, that's where you find your salvation at. So this was all planned against us. But black people, we have to wake up and smell the coffee, because I'm asking you right now, check outside your house. Did any of the crime stop in Inglewood here in Chicago? Has Baltimore gotten any better? Did Black Lives Matter come and said, you know what? Let us take about $10 billion of these dollars and go invest it into the black community, create economics, rebuild black homes, invest into a Wall Street type of things where the black dollar stays in the community. They haven't even come up to show up when a little baby got shot the other day. You don't hear about these things because it's not a worldwide case. And Black Lives Matter now is so intimidated that everybody knows your skirt is up. You ain't got no drawers on. Your skirt is up, and everybody can see what you done. And now you're so afraid that the American people and the IRS should be filing lawsuits and subpoenas to ask for every bit of that money where it went to, because they made money off the American people and they set the tone for the New World Order to change our lives.
You go watch, go to Daily Wire and watch the brand new documentary by Candace Owens, because she goes into that and she goes through their tax return and she adds up the hundreds of thousands, which turns into millions of dollars that were given out of the money that was there, including dispelling Patrice's most recent outrage, which was she was petrified because Candace Owens came to her gate and was threatening her. And then you watch the video of what Candace actually did and the conversation she had with some white guy, okay, that was there with his dog at the house that Patrice was supposedly at and probably is at. Anyway, and you know, the other part to this,
2013.
Yeah.
I know her personally.
Well, the other part to this, brother, that is bothersome to me too, is all of the anti-white rhetoric. I'm supposed to be ashamed of being white. I'm supposed, if I'm white, then I'm bad. And if I'm a white Christian, I'm extra bad. You know what? I'm tired of it, man. I am tired of it. And, you know, I'm sitting there watching the ball game the other night. Okay. And do you know that every commercial that I watched, all of the actors were black? Now look, all I'm saying is look, 13% of America is black. Okay. But 100% of the commercials are black actors. That there's something about that is it's kind of off. We'll talk about it. We're going to talk about it. I want David to vent with me on these issues. We'll be back right after this.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Wait till the numbers come
out. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So there's a competition. So I'm still going to ask you to do two things.
I am.
And that is, folks, be sure and share. Share ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Okay? Because TECN, all of our broadcast is, you can find it, it plays at ChosenGenerationRadio.com all day long, including my good friend David's show right here. Okay? And so, you know, we've got Jen Lowe that comes on right after me. Then we've got Sandra Winton with Walter Jones and John Boucher, Texas Fully Loaded, that comes on. Then we've got our good friend from Alaska, Randy, is on at right after that. We've got a great lineup. Dave McQuell is on here as well. John Euler is on as well. Darren Gurdis is on. Of course, the Master of Ceremonies, Kenneth McClinton, is on every single night. We've got a great lineup of programs for you. Real quickly, and then I want to get into this thing about what I had to say, and I'm not pulling back from it. And that is, you know, listen, you know what, and it's not about equal, this is just simply about, you know,
I'm gonna address the acting part.
Yeah, the acting part, but real quickly, tell us about your new co-host, because I want to get that in real quick.
Folks, my new co-host is Latricia Hughes. She was a young lady whose son was killed, in Atlanta. He was playing dominoes with some friends and somebody came up in the back and blew his brains out. And, you know, she had been on a, you know, this course to try to go and find some kind of way for justice. And so she spoke before Congress. She has a great show herself and she decided to come aboard with us, at 6 o'clock, TECN TV, Latricia Hughes. Just put her name in the search engine.
How do you spell it?
LUCRET. Appreciate
it. LUCRETIA.
Hughes. HUGHES.
Man, Turning Point. Yeah, Lucretia Hughes. She's with Turning Point USA.
Yes. And she has a huge following and her, it's just, I'm telling the American people right now, we just have to use common sense. We can't be fooled by all the thrills and the frills and the hate that's being thrown around and all this delusional practices that's being used. We have to use common sense and we really have to stay focused now and seek the truth with research for ourselves so that we don't get caught up in another COVID situation. So,
yeah,
but y'all check us out 6 o'clock tonight. We're talking about predatory lending and reverse mortgages. People are losing their homes behind it. It's going to be a great show, a lot of good information. We have one of our attorneys talking about it. So y'all check in 6 o'clock.
All right. TV. We got 2 minutes. I want to hear your thoughts on this whole acting and commercials and that whole situation. Go ahead.
See, what happened is this, because the media has been predominantly white. I can remember growing up and you very rarely saw a black person.
Okay.
But since then, media has changed drastically. You know, there are more black actors being accepted into the roles, newscasters and all that. So that's fine, because before all of this thing came about, the COVID thing, everybody in the acting world, the media world was doing fine. But see, in order to create dissension, when Black Lives Matter started to riot and loot and they started to implement this, you have to be a person of color. That way you have a gay person to get into office. Mm-hmm. So that's why they start pushing the networks. And a lot of some of the networks owners are homosexuals. And so whatever Black Lives Matter wanted them to do, that's what they did. So now you see this total new indoctrination of the American people as if, okay, now we got to really make up for what we did to black people and we got to cuddle them and make sure that we push them out there now only for the facade. But in the meantime, still do nothing. And so I tell the American people, don't get fooled by this. This is just what they're doing to try to shake us and separate us. And
it's still about division. The bottom line is it's still about division. It's about, exactly. It's about get somebody to believe that they're the villain. So that way they, you know, they're shamed and all these kinds of things are going on and create this dissension. Here it is, dissension over here. And you know what? Listen, David and I aren't standing for it. TECN-TV is not standing for it. We are one nation under God. We were created by God. David and I are brothers in Christ. And that is inseparable.
Exactly.
Inseparable. And we stand united. We love one another. We care for one another. Listen, you know, I advocated for David to be on this network. And he'll tell you that. He'll tell you that.
He did it and he did it. And we have just been so happy. We honor Pastor Greg because it was something good. I want America to know what's going on in the black community.
10 seconds.
What you see in the media is not how black people live. And so by me having this platform, I'm able to talk about those things and able to show you there is no difference between blacks and white except the color of our skin. We raise our children the same. We fight in the schools the same way. Let us unite, get rid of this government, and get God first again. That's all we got to do.
Amen. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my pleasure, as always it is when I have him on my program. Love this man, love what he does, so appreciate his battle for our border and continuing to speak the truth about what's going on down there. And we will do, by the way, I'm going to get with him and with Sheena and with Oscar and with Anthony, and we will be doing another roundtable here very soon. But it's my pleasure to welcome, I was able to visit with him on Saturday on air on the No Bull Radio Network, my dear friend Victor Avila. Victor, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be back with you, Pastor Greg. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, big doings over the weekend. Obviously, President Trump brought some, I think, much needed focus on what's happening with our southern border. But, you know, the fentanyl issue, obviously, I'm seeing increased stories about illegal immigrants committing heinous crimes.
We're on the same page this morning. On the same page.
Yeah. So talk to me about those issues as you're seeing them on the ground.
So, yeah. So first of all, great event on Saturday. And it was great talking to you. I did cover the rally, the Trump rally for Newsmax. And I gotta admit, I don't watch all the rallies. You kind of tend to think that Trump kind of says the same thing over and over, but I covered this one and I watched it all and I was very impressed. And let me tell you why, because of what we're going to talk about. He talked about the border. He talked about the issues, the fentanyl, obviously illegal immigration, the cartels, Mexico. And I'm thinking, okay, Trump here is being advised by some good people. I hope to be part of that inner circle one day, but he knows exactly what's going on, is saying exactly. And you mentioned it. It is that he gave examples of crimes that had just happened, by the way, a day or two before the rally, of illegal aliens committing crimes, serious crimes in this country, in the state of Texas, and everywhere else, shootings, stabbings, killings, you name it. That's what's happening. And my focus really is, you know, we could beat a dead horse here about the illegal immigration problem and down at the border, but I want to concentrate on the solutions. Let's get on, what are we going to do? What are we going to do about this now? We're less than whatever it is for the election, November 8th.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first step, right? We're going to vote. We're going to get people in there. We're going to start changing policy. We're going to force them. We're going to force them to start changing policy. We've seen a little bit of it happen with the Venezuelans being sent back and the that policy by the Biden administration, which kind of people like, we're deporting Venezuelans now. Well, let me tell you how many people from other countries are still coming. They're coming from everywhere else. So for some reason, they just picked the Venezuelans because they got caught.
Right.
About the Venezuelans being released from prison and sent over to our country. So all of a sudden we'll send them back, but not the Nicaraguans, not the Cubans, not the Brazilians, not the Chinese, not the Africans, right. Not the, Middle Easterners, not the SIAs. We're over, I think the number was 98 or 99, close to 100 terrorists that have been detected in our southern border. This is the big picture here, Pastor Greg. It's the national security and public safety of our nation. We are under an invasion of people that come here to this country to commit crimes and other illicit activities. Now, not everybody. I know that.
Right.
One rape, one murder is one too many for me.
Amen.
We have a crime surge, huge problem in this country right now. And I've been talking about this a lot in the last month. An individual this past weekend in Dallas on parole goes in there. He's apparently given permission because I used to be a parole officer. He's in the strictest supervision, but is given permission to go to hospital because of a birth. I imagine it's a significant other. He shoots and kills two staff members. This is out of control. In Dallas, in Texas, in Fort Worth, in Austin,
right.
In Houston. I'm not even leaving the state of Texas. You want to go into St. Louis? You want to go into Chicago? There's 50 people shot this weekend in Chicago. It is time and it is enough that our elected officials are not protecting our citizens. They're not protecting their constituents and putting law and order first. And that's where this whole issue about the border comes in. It's no law and order down there. It's lawlessness.
Well, this is a complete and total destruction or deconstruction of our Constitution and of our national boundaries. We are a nation that has a boundary. And it is the responsibility of the federal government to defend that boundary, and you have oaths. You and I both have sworn that oath to defend our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And it's interesting when people unravel that, they try to say, well, you know, that doesn't have anything to do with, you know, one doesn't have anything to do with the other. Victor, when you hear that, you know, how do you respond to folks that say things like that?
Well, they obviously have no clue. They have no idea. I've taken that oath several times, and it's a personal. It becomes a personal oath for me. It was to me because of the shooting and all that I went through. I was a loyal federal employee. I love the job. I took it personal.
Sure.
I still do. Sure. I still do. This to me is personal. I'm an American, and what's happening to our country, I take it personal. And yes, that oath means something. That's why I struggle a little bit with Border Patrol and the law enforcement agencies down there. Like, they should just say, listen, we don't care who, it shouldn't matter who's at the White House.
Mm.
The Constitution is the Constitution, and we're going to blow whatever you say, and we're going to follow the law. But I understand the consequences of all that. And we talk about Mayorkas and the Secretary of Homeland Security and all the problems that he's going to go. Believe me, I think he's going to even step down before he even gets impeached, but he's gone. Mm-hmm. And you see these type of things happening, Pastor Greg, right away after the election, and it's going to cause a shift. And we are then going to have to move into Mexico and deal with those politicians and kind of have a little chit chat with them, because no one has held them accountable other than Trump back then. Right. He talked about this, by the way, in the rally. I was very impressed that, like, he talked about the tariffs. He talked about designating the cartels as foreign terrorist organizations.
Right.
He talked about all the consequences that Mexico would face if they didn't do their part.
Well, right.
They're not doing it again. We must hold them accountable because they're so corrupt, and we must withhold the money, whatever it is that we have to do.
Well, and not necessarily to defend their position, but, you know, when the Biden administration walks away from the policies that President Trump had put in place, policies that were giving them a hammer as well, Mexico can't hold up a hammer if we're sitting there holding a nail.
That's right.
I mean, it just absolutely, you know, does not work. And right now we're holding a nail and the cartel's holding the hammer and we're getting pounded. And, right. and so we need our Congress, we need our Senate, we need that body to stand up against the executive branch if the executive branch is not going to do its job. But more importantly than that, we need governors like what Carrie Lake is talking about. Carrie Lake is like, hey, I'm going to win and I'm going to make this declaration. And people say,
I'm glad you brought that up, because Carrie Lake, I was in Arizona 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. met with 26 legislators. We are helping them because she said she's going to declare that invasion on day one.
Yeah.
We will prepare them. They're getting ready, and we're going to help them get ready with the America Project that I'm consulting with.
Yeah.
And it's going to give the, Texas a lot of pressure. It's going to put a lot of pressure on Abbott to do the same. We shouldn't have to do it that way, but it's going to happen. And she's going to declare the invasion. You're going to see the tools that have come from that declaration, and you're going to see what I've done in my career where no one has ever done before. That's what a lot of these politicians, well, nobody's ever done it. There's no precedent, and who cares? You have to do it. Try it.
Well, the Constitution gives the right for the governor to make that declaration under Article 1, Section 10, Paragraph 3, okay? And so the ability to be able to do this does exist. There is, in fact, an invasion, and you're right. It is going to put pressure on Greg Abbott, and he's going to have to make a choice. And I hope, you know, a lot of people are assuming the foregone conclusion. I don't. Beto O'Rourke is running a very smart campaign, and there are a lot of people that are very on our side that are fed up with Greg Abbott and his behavior. We'll talk about that. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very, very honored to have my guest with me, Victor Avila. By the way, you can find him at agentunderfirebook.com. Agentunderfirebook.com. I'm trying to remember if you sent me a book yet. I don't.
You not have my book. I need to send you a book.
You need to send me a book, brother.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll shoot you my address in a text and
absolutely.
You gotta send me a copy of your book that you've given me.
Of course, I'll sign for you.
The famous Victor Avila signature. All right. So we were talking about the violent crimes, the illegal immigrants that have come, and you know, it's just look, illegal should say something, but it doesn't mean anything anymore. We're not even supposed to call them that anymore. Now we're supposed to call them undocumented, you know, as if that changes, I don't know what. But then the other piece to this that is so critical, and especially right now, and coming into this weekend in particular is the fentanyl issue. And, you know, I, my wife and I were talking about this because actually fentanyl is something that they were putting my mother-in-law on. She was on hospice.
Mm-hmm.
And they were putting that junk on her for pain and whatever. Basically, they just wanted to knock her out was what they were trying to do.
Right. It's a real drug.
Yeah, it is. It's a real drug and it's a serious drug and it's an abused and misused drug even on the prescription side. Oftentimes it's misused and abused. But it's so much worse because of the mix and the way that they are producing it illegally. It's more toxic and it's more dangerous. Explain why.
It is 10 times stronger than and more addictive than heroin. You know, obviously, it's in the opioid category. Fentanyl, like you said, is used for terminally ill patients, is used for, I was talking to a medical doctor last week. It's also an anesthetic. I mean, that's what they put people to sleep for surgeries, you know? and so the problem here is that China is bringing these precursors, these chemicals, giving them to the cartels, even some of the pills probably already manufactured in China. They're coming in rainbow colored and candy and Skittles and all these nerds, all these fashions getting to our youth, and they're killing us, not with bullets, with drugs, with fentanyl. And no one, because it's not bullets, because they don't see violence, that nobody reacts to it. The government doesn't think there's anything wrong. And we're at 110,000 and counting. And I've talked to the parents that have lost their kids to fentanyl poisonings because this is the big difference. No one is out there going in the street. Well, not to say no one, very, very few of it. I never met one that says, I want to go get a fentanyl pill. No. They're out there and they get a Xanax pill, they get an Adderall pill, an Oxycontin pill. Some are drug addicts, most are not. A Molly, whatever they're experimenting with, boom, it's laced and it's a counterfeit pill. One out of every four pills in this country is a counterfeit pill, according to the Drug Enforcement Administration. You're playing with your life now. This is not even 10 years ago,
right,
where you could, you know, party up and now your kids, my kids, all you kids should be talking to them and saying, you cannot take anything that does not come from a doctor.
Yeah, don't mess with this.
Don't do it because this is how they're killing us. China. Big case out of New York. Convicted Chinese people coming into our country and spying on us. Espionage, all this stuff. They are here. They're present in Mexico.
Right.
They're present in our country, and they want to take over. This is the national security issue that I'm talking about. This is the big picture about this border. Mm-hmm. It's not, the people crossing the river. Yes, that's part of it. But you got to look at the big picture, the terrorism aspect of it.
Yeah.
The camps, the neighborhoods that have been established in Mexico by terrorists, by the Taliban, by ISIS in Mexico, not 6,000 miles away, Pastor Greg,
right
here next to us.
Right.
And they're infiltrating us. And we have no idea, no clue where they are, what they're doing in our country with these. Are they lone wolves? Are they soft cells? What are they? We don't want to find out one day.
No, ma'am. We certainly don't want to just get a surprise, right? I mean, you know, this is not the Christmas present that that you're hoping to unwrap one day. This is incredibly dangerous. So I guess the question now, I was talking with a friend of mine, I think it was last night. Ken Paxton came out with a new statement and he said, well, you know, even if the governor determines, you know, we're going to do an invasion and we're going to send the National Guard, you know, President Biden could quickly quash that. That was his statement, was that Biden could quickly quash that. I know you're not an attorney, but I know you've looked at this case rather succinctly. Why are we messaging that way? I don't understand Ken Paxton messaging like that.
I hear you. If I would have lived my career or worked my career with that type of attitude, I never would have rescued human trafficking victims. I never would have done an undercover Chinese smuggling case from China, Mexico to New York. Right. Because, well, if I do this, they're going to do that. Well, you know what? I'm at the point where, first of all, you cannot, let's make them do it. So the, right. So what he's talking about, what Ken Paxton is talking about is that Biden is immediately going to federalize the National Guard, meaning that he'll take control of them back to the federal and keep them away from the, okay. Well, he has the authority to do that. Make him do it.
Right.
Make him pick the side of the cartels and of the illegal aliens. Mm-hmm. And send a message to the United States citizens and say, I prefer to not protect you, but I'm on the other side protecting the cartels.
Right. Well, and then at that point, you also give the National Guard the ability, the Texas National Guard, to say, you know, we don't believe that you're giving a lawful order. We don't believe that you are expressing a lawful order by telling us not to fulfill our oath to defend the Constitution and to defend the borders of the United States of America. That is an unlawful order. You are, in fact, asking us to join you in committing treason. And we refuse to do that, but give them that opportunity. And Ken Paxton, if you're listening right now, and maybe you are, maybe you aren't, brother, I'm imploring you to rethink your statement. I don't know what your political aspirations are, but we don't need moderates. We need you to stand up and have the backbone that you've had in other incidents, and we appreciate you doing that, but we need you to have that in this as well. You need to be saying, you know what, the state of Texas is sovereign, its sovereignty is under assault by an open border, the national tyrants are not taking care of this, and subsequently as a state, we will. And you need to stand with the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association, and support the sheriffs. And you need to call out to the sheriffs and say, hey, you have a constitutional right to defend your counties locally. You have a constitutional right to declare emergencies on a local level. Join the other 30 some odd that have already done so, and let's defend Texas. Ken Paxton, doggone man, let's defend Texas.
Very well said, Pastor Graham, very well said, because that's called leadership. That's what we need. We need leadership. We need leadership yep. right now. Not pretending I'm going to make a decision based on what somebody else might do. Well, you have to make the hard, right decision instead of continuing to make the easy wrong one.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're done with that.
Absolutely. Victor Avila, agentunderfirebook.com. Keep him in your prayers. Big things going on. Big things going on. That's all we can say. And folks, we are fighting for America.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.